أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم يوم التقى الجمعان فبإذن الله وليعلم المؤمنين وليعلم الذين نافقوا. We were reading about in the battle of Uhud when Allah Ta'ala had given a great open victory to the Muslims, but then because of some misunderstanding of the command of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to guard a pass in the mountain in the rear, and they left that pass, most of those who were posted there, and then that open victory turned into a great defeat. And the Sahaba started asking why this happened. Further, Allah explains one of the reasons that why Allah brings such condition. There is great wisdom in there. Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمَعَانِ اور جو کچھ تم کو پیش آیا اس دن کہ ملے دو فوجے. And whatever had overcome you on the day when the two armies met, that is the army of the Muslims and the army of the Kuffar, when they met and they fought. And initially Muslims say a great victory, and which turned into a total defeat and a great loss towards the end. Allah says all that is فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So Allah ki hukam se, it is by the command of Allah, the will of Allah. Allah wanted that to happen. And the reason Allah Ta'ala gives, وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا, اور اس واسطے کے معلوم کرے ایمان والوں کو, اور تاکہ معلوم کرے ان کو جو منافق تھے. So that Allah could make it known and open who are the true believers and who are the munafiq, the hypocrites, those who say they believe but in their heart is nifaq, is kufr. So this Allah Ta'ala brings this test all the time, whether it is like at that time also, this would not have been known to the people, that who are the true believers who devote themselves even in difficult conditions. And who are those when conditions just become little bit difficult, then they turn their face and they go in the opposite direction. So when such conditions come, then these things are made known. Like for example, with the COVID, all of us said we are true believers and we obey the commands of Allah. But when COVID came, how many of us abandoned the masajid? We did not go to the masajid. So then it became clear who are the people who obey the laws of Allah and who are those people who disobeyed and followed the laws of the government, the laws of the people of the world, what the scientists got to say, what World Health Organization has got to say. It became clear. And those of us who are still living after COVID and we made our mistakes, it's an opportunity for us to make sincere tawbah and with the determination that at any time in the future anything like that happens, we will not follow anyone else's command but the command of Allah Ta'ala. So that makes it clear that who stands where. And also these tests come all the time. For example, we see some woman on the street, in the shop, anywhere, wherever we come in contact with woman, then at that time, do we follow our nafs or we follow Allah's command? So Allah brings this test that a woman will come in front of us, that we will come in contact with woman, and it is to test us at that time, who are we going to give preference to? Our nafs, and then we start speaking, looking at them, or even talking sweetly to them, etc. Or do we follow the command of Allah? Do we realize that time Allah is present and I must follow the command of Allah? Or do I break the laws of Allah and follow my nafs? So all these are tests that Allah puts to us. But unfortunately, we don't even regard them as tests. And we fail all the time. And in this world, Allah has brought this, which is also Allah's mercy, that we can see where we stand. After seeing our report, that we make amends. We make Toba, we correct ourselves. And if we don't, then finally when Maut will come, and then there will be no chance. Then we'll see clearly what the results will be, and we'll have no chance to repair and correct ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, all these tests Allah brings for them. And the true believers are those who have Iman in their hearts, and their actions correspond to that also. And on the other hand, the munafiqeen, they don't have Iman, they've got kufr in their heart. And many times we ourselves don't know also. But actually there's kufr in the heart, and we are behaving like Muslims. And we get beguiled, we get fooled, that because my name is a Muslim name, I dress like a Muslim, I go for namaz also, I do things like what the Muslims do, and so I don't realize the kufr which is in my heart. And it is very important that everyone daily checks his heart. What is in his heart sincerely? Is there Iman in the heart, or is there kufr? And all these things are there for us to check ourselves. All the conditions that come, that how did I fare in that condition? How did I fare in this condition? Many times you just get out of something small, trivial, which is not so important, but we speak a lie there also. Yeah, and we make a joke, and in the joke we speak lies also. So all these are tests for us which are coming all the time. And it is narrated that the word nifaq comes from nafaqa, that is a tunnel. That is, when a person is faced by some enemy, then he goes and hide away in the tunnel. Like that, the munafiq, when he is going to be exposed, then he hides in the tunnel of Islam. He covers himself with Islam outwardly. And inside, he has got the nifaq, he has got kufr, he hides that. And some ulama have written that it comes from the word nafaqa, which is a jungle rat. This jungle rat, where it makes its home a hole, it keeps two doors to it. It enters from the one door, and when it sees some trouble coming from that door, it escapes from the other door. So like that, the munafiq enters in his safety condition, in his safe condition, through the door of Islam. But when he sees he's going to be caught out, then he escapes from the door of kufr. And he goes out from the door of kufr. So we must be very careful of this nifaq. It is a hidden disease that is, it's not apparent. A person will behave and live like a Muslim. And ulama have written till recent times that nifaq amali, that is as far as practice is concerned, this nifaq, this hypocrisy, has become common and widespread in the Muslims. That is, as far as our action. We say we are Muslims, but we don't perform namaz. We say we are Muslims, but we don't dress and behave like Muslims. We say we are Muslims, but we give preference to Western education over Islamic education. We say we are Muslims, but our lifestyle is that of the kuffar. So that, and now the time has come when nifaqe e'tiqadi, as far as belief is concerned, which is a very serious matter, that also unfortunately has become common in the ummah. Some time ago, there were 7 janazas in the haram of Makkah. A person who gets kashf, after the 7 janazas in the haram of Makkah, janazah was made. He said not one of them died on Iman. Though the janazas were made in the haram of Makkah, but he said not one of those people died on Iman. It has come that Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, in his time, which is of recent times, he said today the whole masjid is full of believers, but there isn't of musallis, but there isn't one believing person. So we must be very careful about our own condition of Iman. Yeah, we can get away in front of people and to behave and carry on like Muslims, and in our heart the love of kufr. How many of us, our hearts are filled with the love of the kuffar sports, the kuffar dressing, the kuffar way of life, our hearts are filled with that. So that is a very dangerous sign. And if we die in that condition, then there is only destruction which cannot be even thought about what terrible punishment there will be in the qabr. So all these conditions Allah brings it about so that people can check themselves. And this Allah showed it right at the hands of the Sahaba. Where are we? We don't compare anything with the Sahaba. So we must be very, very careful of all conditions that come, and they are there, or they are something. The field, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Allah says to the Malaika that my certain Banda, I tested him in all comfortable conditions and in all difficult conditions also. He came out as I wanted him to be. Now go and bring his room so that now I can reward him and give him the great rewards of that. So all the conditions that come, when in good conditions, do we become arrogant and boast, I did this, I achieved that. And when difficult conditions come, then we go to the ways of kufr, and we take refuge with the non-believers and in their way, or do we follow in all conditions the commands of Allah? That is what is required of a believer. No matter what difficult conditions come, we must obey the laws of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, give us that iman, and to make effort for that iman. Not just sit and wishing away or just dreaming about it. It needs some effort. And if we do that and we die with that iman, we have achieved everything. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.